play that, Jack. Dick and Plucker will be here in a minute, kiddie.
The Fred Allen Show, with Fred Guest, Oscar Levant, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius as Mrs. Nussbaum, Alan Reed as Falstaff Openshaw, Parker Family as Titus Moody, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And until I start shooting the claghorn, my name is Kenny Delmar. Tonight we bring you a big cheese you can still get for the same price, 30 minutes of your time. And here he is, Fred Allen!
Is the new cheese ceiling going to affect you?
Oh, yes, Kenny. We had to cut down in our house. This week, we had to let two mice go. One of the mice had been with us a long time. He was a field mouse, but he developed sinus trouble and had to move indoors, so he came with us. He was like one of the family. As he left the house, the little mouse had tears in his eyes, Kenny, and seemingly he understood.
Oh.
That's a nice thought, don't you think? Pay a tribute to a departed mouse. I mean, to start in our daily hustle and bustle, just to say au revoir to a mouse. I mean,
it is. But why did they raise the price of cheese, Fred?
Oh, no, Kenny. Cheese is made from milk. Milk comes from the cow. The cow only eats grass. Grass doesn't cost anything. So why the price of cheese should go up, I don't know.
Maybe it's the wear and tear on the cow.
Well, that could be. The cow is always being victimized, Kenny. You know, even to get a quart of milk, the farmer has to pull something on a cow. If the cow could only talk, it would probably say...
Mr. Allen!
Well, of course. Well, Portland, pull up an old bent kilowatt and sit down. What is the scuttlebutt this evening?
Mama said that you're going on information fleas. Mama says with you, it may be the last information fleas of all time.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, you can tell your mother that I have been on information fleas before.
Mama says the last time they had to give away so many sets of encyclopedias that there isn't a moron left in the country.
Aren't you forgetting yourself?
I don't get it.
Rejoice in your ignorance, Dorothy. I may surprise you on information, please.
Do you know much knowledge?
Do I know knowledge? Well, I know algebra.
Say something in algebra.
You wouldn't understand it, Portland. I only speak broken algebra. I know astronomy, too. Do you know what astronomy is?
Astronomy is the science which speaks of the celestial bodies, of their position, magnitude, history, and their destiny.
Portland.
Fool around with me.
Tell the fool around with you. Tell the truth. Tell the truth now. You borrowed somebody's mouth to say that sentence.
Mr. Einstein doesn't think I'm dumb.
You know Albert Einstein?
No, not Einstein. He lives in our house.
Oh, man.
Oh, and not like the radish that wasn't eaten.
The radish that wasn't eaten?
You'll be seen, but not heard.
You called in your own writer for that line. But speaking of radishes, that would be a good place to put that mouse line that didn't get anything along. The mouse could eat the radish and we'd hear something. Now, speaking of radishes, I think, Portland, I think it's time we joined that old bunch down in Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this week, the New York Telephone Company celebrated its 50th anniversary. And so our question is, now that it has been with us for 50 years, what is your reaction to the telephone?
Shall we go?
As Mrs. Cassidy said to Mr. Cassidy when someone asked him to buy another bond, let's hop along. What a delightful night in Allen's Alley, Portland. I guess the Senator's eating again. I just saw some possum claws come flying out the window. Let's knock.
Somebody banged my door.
Yes, I...
You know my name, son. I'm Hoosier. Senator Hoosier, that is.
Claghorn.
Yeah, Claghorn, my name. I was just putting you to the test.
Senator, you're in rare form tonight.
I'm rip-roaring, son. I'm on the razzle-dazzle. I'm jollified.
You're jollified, eh?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
I saw a ball game today.
Double header,
Yeah, I saw the Yankees beating. Wahoo!
Now, wait a minute. How could the Yankees lose?
The umpire was from the South.
How do you know?
Well, after the umpire called three bowls on the batter.
After three bowls?
He called a weevil.
You must have had a great day.
Who did them pigeon-fucking Yankees to a fare thee rootin' tootin' well?
You mean you...
Yeah, I gave old Bill Dickey the bird.
You,
Dickey Bird, that's a joke. I know it. I keep lobbing him up to you.
Well, now, look.
You keep bobbling
now,
him.
Let me tell you...
Admit it, son, you're just a joghead.
That is. Now, wait a minute. Don't go too far, Senator. Now, wait a minute. What about this 50th anniversary of the telephone?
Telephone was invented by a Southerner, Alexander Graham Bell.
Alexander Graham Bell was a Southerner?
Graham is a cracker. Georgia, that is.
Oh. Tell me, Sam, how does the telephone work in the South?
Southern service is the best in the country.
You mean?
For 50 years, there's only one call in the South that hasn't been answered.
What call? I should have had Nelson Eddy come in for that one note. Well, if Chloe doesn't answer that, she's no longer among the living. Oh, well, let's see if Mr. Moody is still up.
Howdy, bud.
Your arm is in a sling, Mr. Moody.
Yeah, I got my hand caught in the milking machine.
It must hurt.
No, it don't hurt no one. But my fingers is 14 inches long.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, what is your comment on the telephone?
Why, I can't say too much. I got a small mouth.
A small mouth?
Yep. I can spit through a keyhole without wetting the key.
Say, I'd like to see that sometime.
I'll arrange it.
Good. But what about the telephone?
Why, a fella come around about 40 years ago and sold me a telephone on a party line.
I see.
Put a big bell under my bed.
A bell, hey?
All night that confounded bell was ringing.
Uh-huh.
The bell would wake up my dog, he'd start barking.
Yeah?
Barking would wake up the hens, they'd start clucking.
Mm-hmm.
Clucking'd wake up the cows, they'd start mooing.
Yeah?
Mooing would wake up my wife, she'd start yapping.
Yeah, that must have been terrible.
Well, with the ringing, the barking, the clucking, the mooing, and the yapping, it was bedlam.
Well, say, you must have been a nervous wreck.
One night, I couldn't stand it no more.
You took action?
I jumped out of my sleeping bag. I pulled that ding-a-linging nuisance out by the roots and flung it out into the night.
God.
That was 40 years ago.
And you haven't had a phone since?
No. Last week, a fella come around trying to hoodwink me into putting in another telephone.
I see.
He opened his tool kit and took out a big bell.
Yeah?
I flew into a swivet.
You... You told him off, eh?
Yeah, I said, get the bell out of here. So long.
Well, when Titus uses strong language, it sure has muscles in it. Well, let's try this next door.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum.
Your accession may be Edward Everett Horowitz.
Tell me, Mrs. Ann, what about this telephone anniversary?
Thanks to the telephone, today I am Mrs. Pierre Nussbaum.
Really?
When I am a young girl, footloose and fancy, my maiden name is Pom Pom Schwartz.
Pom Pom Schwartz?
Also, I'm having one sister, Therese.
Therese Schwartz?
Yes. She is marrying Skippy Mandelbaum.
Skippy, huh?
Skippy is doing very well. A pickle salesman. specializing in odd lots by appointment.
Your sister married, but you couldn't get a boyfriend, huh?
No, I am washing my dainties in locks.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm brushing the chapters and the teeth.
That didn't help?
I am still poor Miriam.
Oh. What about the telephone?
One Halloween night,
yeah.
I'm sitting home alone, bobbing in sour cream for Red Beet.
Yes?
The phone is ringing.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, hello.
Hello.
A voice is saying, Cookie, will you marry me?
And you?
I'm saying, positively. And the next day, I am a bride, and yikes away to Niagara Falls.
And that is why you say?
Thanks to the telephone company, today I am Mrs. Pierre Nussbaum.
But why be so grateful to the telephone company?
Well, the night Pierre is calling and proposing,
yeah,
they're giving him a wrong number.
Oh. That brings us to the milkweed-covered cottage at the end of the alley. Let's try here.
Can Tivy All and Tally Ho, Falstaff here, the rhyming schmo.
The king of the jingle. Have you fresh poems tonight?
Oh, indubitably. Has heard, said the little fox, I feel quite gay, since I found I'm related to old IJ. The bartender shouted, hooray, look here. I've got a pen that writes under fear.
No.
How about this? They kept on clinking glasses each time they took a drink, but Mother kept on clinking till she wound up in the clink.
Now, wait a minute. That is the straw that upset the camel's sacroiliac. Tonight we are discussing the anniversary of the telephone.
And you'll find me prepared.
And what is your telephonic tidbit called?
The Forgotten Man.
How does it go?
Sound the trumpet, the chant in tone. It's the anniversary of the telephone. The rabble is cheering Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the phone that has served man so well. Motion picture fans shout in voices screeching. They think the phone was invented by Don Amici. But on this anniversary of the telephone, the man I hail is a mug. He's no statistician or skilled technician. He's the guy who invented the flood.
The Falstaff patted himself on his ample back, returned to greet the five DeMarco sisters, accompanied by Maestro Al Goodman and his personal philharmonic. The DeMarco sing, I Don't Know Why, I Love You Like I Do, Girl. Edition of They Say It's Wonderful, played by Al Goodman and his G.I. Orchestra. G.I. meaning Goodman's in-laws. Say, Portman.
Yes?
There's some music on the table. Will you get it for me, please?
Sure.
Like a plunger handle. I'm getting a little swing band together.
Do the Good Humor people know about your band?
My 5-year contract with the Good Humor people expired last summer. They were awfully nice. They let me keep the chimes and 2 quarts of pistachio.
But where can you get musicians?
Well, I put an ad in Downbeat, that music magazine. The minute my ad appeared, things started to pop.
What happened?
Well, yesterday, Portland, my agent, Solid Silverman, called me. I started over to Solid's office. This must be the place. What is this sign on the door? Solid Silverman, musician's agent, Lieber Victor Guy, and Carmen Lombardo all slept here. Well, I guess I might as well go in.
Greetings, Jake.
Hello, Mr. Silverman.
Hello, me Solid. Can't take 5. Put me some skin.
Skin?
Shake hands. Let me press your flesh.
Say, Solid, what about my ad for musicians in Downbeat?
Jackson, have I got a hep combo lined up for you?
No kidding.
I got a guy who plays a hot tally-ho horn and a terrific washboard bass.
The washboard bass is good, eh?
Good. When he plays Old Man River on the washboard, he makes thuds.
Then my band is all set.
Yeah, I got everything but a piano player.
I can't have a band without a piano player.
Well, don't worry, Alan. Some guy phoned me this morning. I phoned him in for an audition.
Hey, that must be the guy now. Come in.
Is Mr. Solid Silverman in?
Oscar Levin. Oscar Levin, what are you doing here?
I saw an ad for a piano player in Downbeat.
Oscar, you read Downbeat?
It wasn't my copy. I read it over Toscanini's shoulder.
But, Oscar, you wouldn't play in a band. You're one of our great piano soloists.
Let's be frank. I'm the greatest.
But, Oscar, how can you take a job with a band? You're playing summer concerts at Lewison Stadium and Robin Hood Dell.
Playing outdoor concerts has made me a wreck.
Why?
When I play the piano outdoors in those rustic locales, I can only use one hand.
One hand?
In the other hand, I have to carry a stick to beat the woodpeckers off the piano.
Oh, fine.
One time I was playing trees.
Yeah?
The woodpeckers ate the bark off of 3 choruses.
Gosh.
Last week, I had to stop in the middle of my concert in Central Park.
What happened?
I was disturbing the sailors and their girlfriends.
Well, I've heard a few of those outdoor concerts, Oscar, and I thought they were wonderful.
I haven't heard a good concert since the last one I played.
But,
I haven't read a good book since the last one I wrote.
But
I haven't heard a good joke since the last one I told.
Have you seen a good picture?
Not lately. I'm waiting for my next picture to come out.
Oscar, how long have you had this inferiority complex?
It's awful, isn't it? The way I tear myself down. With a little concentration, I can convince myself I'm a nobody.
I don't think it's... Well, tell me, what started this? What started this?
The script. My psychiatrist says it's from playing piano solos.
Solos?
Being alone at the piano, I find myself with myself. It's boring. I'm not good company. I give myself hallucinations.
Oh, and this produces a phobia?
Yes, I think all people are like me.
Gad, Oscar.
I know, it's a horrible thought.
Oscar, you should get hold of yourself.
Why should I get hold of myself? I might get to like it and become a chiropractor.
Oscar, you have got to get away from yourself.
Why should I get away from myself? I'd rather get away from you. But
I mean, you shouldn't... Your agent is... I mean, you should occupy your time. Write some music.
I just finished a musical masterpiece.
Really?
It's a symphony for oboe accompanied by 10 men blowing police whistles and 2 small boys plucking bundle twine.
Sounds good.
The corn cobblers may record it. I'll know tomorrow.
Oh, really? Good luck. Well, while you're waiting for things to pop with the corn cobblers, why don't you go into radio?
I'd like to. I could have had a job with Hildegard in the Penguin Room.
The Penguin Room, and you refused?
They wanted me to wear a white dickie and waddle to the piano.
Well, the waddle you've got, but where can you get a white dickie today?
Look, Fred, I came up here to get a job with your band. What about it?
But, Oscar, why?
I need a little extra money for my hobby.
What hobby?
Eating.
Eating is your hobby?
I'm a pig. Do me something.
Say, you know, with a pig in my band, I would bring home the bacon.
We can make swill music together. Say, this is getting to sound like the Abbott and Costello Sunderland show.
I was wondering who was working with Abbott lately.
Oscar? It looks as though my band is ready to go. All we need now is a job.
Hey, Chance, you're all set.
No kidding, Solly.
I got two offers for your band. One is from the Palace Ballroom at Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
The Palace Ballroom at Old Orchard Beach?
Yeah, three rooms and all the clams and coleslaw you can eat.
Well, what's the other offer?
I got a hotel owner outside. Mr. Romanoff.
You broke the water. Sip a frosty muscle. You where is the palace?
Mr. Romanoff, meet Alan and Levant.
This is Solly.
Boy, this is Mr. Romanoff.
Sergei Romanoff, owner of Romanoff's Rural Rendezvous.
Romanoff's Rendezvous? Where the mountains meet the sky and the boiled potato meets the borscht.
Mr. Romanoff.
Yeah. I give you your location. You are driving to Rappaport Ravine. Turning left, you are coming to Goldberg Gully. Straight ahead is Cassidy's Canyon. Overlook it. Nichevo Notch, you are looking across Garfinkel's Gap. There is Romanoff's Rural Rendezvous.
Well, tell me, do you want a band?
I am engaging a small musical aggravation. The member should be versatile and reeking of talent.
We're reeking. It may be talent. Who knows?
What does the band do, Mr. Romanoff?
While the guests are eating breakfast, yes. I am visualizing piano music, something classical.
What number did you have in mind?
You are playing Offenprickenchick?
Well, my piano player doesn't know Offenprickenchick, but here's a breakfast piano medley that might go very well as the guests are feeling for seeds in their orange juice. All right, Oscar. Well, what time is breakfast at Romanoff's Rendezvous? Mr.
Every morning at 6 o'clock, my brother-in-law, a part-time Cossack.
Uh-huh.
He is strumming a balalaika.
Uh-huh.
This is waking up gently the guests. We get up at 6. At 5, you are waking up the brother-in-law.
At 5?
After breakfast, you are washing the dishes, making the bed, boning the surgeons, and cleaning chicken. For 2 hours in the afternoon, you are going to the beach.
We can go in the water?
Only if somebody is drowning. You are the lifeguard.
Oscar, what do you think?
Let's do it. I've never made a right decision in my life. Why start now?
Well, Mr. Romanoff, about the music.
Our music. Music is again at lunch. I am visualizing singing. Possibly a small choir. As the guests are eating, from the kitchen should be coming singing. Your band is making with a small choir?
How about a choir with two voices singing in different keys?
How is this sounding?
Let's go, Oscar.
Library, lending, there's a minister
Exactly dynamite.
What do you want? Somebody to bone surgeons, clean chickens, make beds, and sing like Lily Costellanos?
I am not insisting on versatility, only perfection.
How about it, Oscar?
Let's take the job, Fred. Just one summer I want to spend playing indoors.
Well, okay, Mr. Romanoff, when do we start?
Don't rush me. Who is hiring you?
The
killer at Romanoff Rendezvous is dancing. I am visualizing a peppy band.
Okay, Mr. Romanoff, get a load of Allen and Levant's Dixieland Band with Hot Lip Allen at the clarinet and Sugar Child Levant at the Mighty Steinway. Let's go, boys.
Broadcast for our armed forces overseas. And now it's goodbye from Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius, who is heard as Mrs. Nussbaum, Alan Reed, who is Falstaff Openshaw, Parker Fenley, who does the part of Titus Moody, Kenny Del Mar in the role of Senator Claghorn, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, Fred's special guest, and Fred Allen himself. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.